This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are in. Time to complete them. You are ordered to stick around for a while and find out how fabulous it is here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, the D. Jennifer Horan is fabulous, the J. Victoria Keelan is fabulous as well, the V. Then there's Kara Schillen. She's going, it's just Kara. No, Kara's fabulous as well. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We all have things to say. Even when there's nothing to be said, but there is plenty to be said at the moment, as Jennifer will perform for us her, let's see, this could be a montage of trendables. How about that? You like that,
Jennifer? Yeah, except I just like to say trending stories.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why we have to make it fancy with, like, trenders, trendables. It sounds like a lunch meat.
Lunchables.
Munchables. Let's munch on the trendables. All right, let's go.
Well, the Queen of Conch is in prison today. There was a woman, a Texas tourist, actually, who collected 40 Queen Conch seashells from Key West, Florida. And because of that, she's going to jail for 15 days. Now, last time I checked, I thought if you were lucky enough in this day and age to actually find a seashell on the beach,
right,
that you could probably just keep them, right? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Well,
yeah. A
Florida judge also sentenced Diana Gonzalez of Dallas to serve 6 months of probation and pay a $500 fine plus $268 for court costs for taking 40 queen conches from the waters that surround Key West. This is according to the Miami Herald. Gonzalez pleaded guilty, said she didn't know taking the shells from the beach was illegal. Call me crazy, but I believe her. She said she was planning to give the state-protected mollusks away for a gift. Recreational collection of empty seashells is allowed in Florida, but the conch is said to contain organisms inside. Taking a living queen conch is illegal in Florida. Also, killing, mutilating, or removing a living queen conch from a shell is prohibited. She was arrested by an officer from the commission on July of 2017 after someone tipped off an agency on a hotline saying she was out there collecting conch shells. Apparently, they're a part of the Florida Keys culture. But, you know, I have to say, if I saw a conch shell, I would have thought that I struck the lottery. I would have been so excited thinking that you found a fully intact shell. I probably would have picked it up and done the same thing, but apparently in Florida it's protected, and these two women are paying the price for that.
So this brings up the bigger picture. How do you know? Do you know that in each state there's the Federal Register and then publication of laws that are passed every year?
And the local
state,
ones are the funny ones, by the way.
Well, that's the point that I'm making is that there are so many new laws on the books every year, whether it's a state law, local law, regulation, federal regulation. The old expression, ignorance of the law is no excuse. You know, it damn well is and should be. There are so many. How do you know that you break some law like this or any other, some minuscule stupid rule or regulation or law, and you get arrested and fined? I have been one of my great friends as a kid growing up became the police chief here in Framingham, and he didn't believe in giving tickets to people on the first offense. He would give them warnings so that they would know whatever it was that they were doing was not right, was, you know, illegal, incorrect, whatever. So the mindset was that the police were doing you a favor and helping you understand what was going on, and that was a good thing, I thought. But in general, when you look around and understand that these fools who go with the legislature has to be in session 12 months out of the year so that they get something, a lot of states don't have that. Rhode Island, for example, I think limits their state legislative sessions to 2 months out of the year. That's a great idea. But in other states like Massachusetts, California, they're in session every day, all night, voting on this, that, or the other thing. How many new rules and regulations can some people come up with, the crazy, stupid stuff they come up with? But then who knows that there is a rule that does this, that, or the other thing? In this case, these conches, how would you know that? Unless there's a sign that says,
right,
don't take the conches. It's
and that's
illegal.
That's the unknown. And that's how I would fight it if I went to court. Because usually, look, you can be aware enough to look at signs before you walk on the beach. In fact, you should for your own safety. And so if they're there, then obviously the state has a case against this woman. But if they weren't, well, I'd say, put up some signs, Florida.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
And it would be so easy to make a mistake. I just watched The Bachelorette the other day. They're in the Bahamas. They're on the boat, and some dude comes up and gives them conch to eat. Like, they dive down to the bottom of the ocean or the water, get the conch, and then they just eat it on the boat. So, obviously, you're allowed to do it in other places.
Right.
So, that would be confusing. And they're so cool looking. Haven't you ever done it at the normal beach where you put it up to your ear and it's like you can hear the ocean inside
of
it?
You hear the ocean.
Yes. Yeah. Even though you're standing right next to the ocean.
You can do that with a beer can. All right, let's see other people in the news. Sacha Baron Cohen, Showtime standing behind him. If I was close to him, I'd want to stay. If I was standing somewhere, I'd want to be away from him. I'd find him annoying. Anyway, the company released a statement defending him. The new comedy series, Who is America, coming under focus because he's duped several big-name personalities like Sarah Palin, and former Vice President Dick Cheney, and who'd he get this week? Bernie Sanders.
Well, the show just premiered on Sunday night, so I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's answered a lot of questions, and there's been a lot of speculation about the show, too.
I spoke to someone yesterday, actually, where I was going to kind of save this for you guys, but I spoke to someone on one of my local shows in Southern California who was an attempted dupe of Sacha Baron Cohen. It was a gun store in Riverside, California, called Warrior One Guns and Ammunition. And Sacha Baron Cohen approached the store in February of 2017. His producer said, "We want to shoot a documentary about a Hungarian guy buying a gun for the first time in America." And so the owner of the shop was like, "Sure, we'll do it." So in come the cameras, Sacha Baron Cohen in his getup, I guess tight leather pants, you know, his little outfit, jumps out of his Audi, goes into the store and starts trying to kind of, you know, mess with this guy. And the guy immediately goes, "You're Borat."
Yeah, he gets caught sometimes now.
The store got so much attention yesterday. It was all over the place because it broke, I guess, even though it's a year and a half later, it's now finally coming out. And so this guy said, "You know what? I called him out right away. I could tell something was up." And he said, and he brought up a great point. He said, he's going after all these politicians who we elect to serve us, and they can't detect that this guy's up to something. He said he was a moron. He was dressed like an idiot. He talked like an idiot. He said, "I called him out right away." And as soon as he said, "You're Borat," I guess Sacha Baron Cohen's eyes just kind of lit up. He didn't say a word. He turned and he booked it and got in his car and left. And the camera guys were still there. And so the guy's like, "What are you guys trying to pull? What's going on?" And they left almost as quickly as Sasha. So,
well, that's what's funny is, you know, we all watch the Mark Zuckerberg trial or testimony or whatever you want to call it. And we all kind of laughed at how out of touch all of them were. But this is just kind of another example of that, is all of these people that he's duping are so out of touch that none of them even recognize who he is, even though he's a huge name and his face has been all over the place. It's,
not my favorite, but it's an interesting story to see how it's coming around. And they, Showtime, why would they get in the way of all that promotion? They'll have a field day with this show. People will be like, "Well, let's go watch that show and see who he gets this week."
A lot of people are very curious to see, But I guess Showtime, the reason they came out and defended him, they said he's never at any point said he was a disabled war veteran, and that's what Sarah Palin accused him of doing, and that's not what the character is, and so they said that was not what the show is about, so
right.
I guess she was trying to create some drama.
Aren't we all excited? Sarah Palin, great drama,
come on.
Please, who would have thought that? It's a quarter past the hour here on the DJV show.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer, you'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. My pillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters. And they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit, plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com. Or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For people in the news here on the DJV show, Thomas Markle, yes, Meghan's father, seems to be worried about the influence of royal life on his daughter, and he wants to get back in touch with her. He chose not to attend his daughter's wedding, remember, after a health scare and a controversy over a photo. He says he believes Meghan's terrified in her new role. Quote, I see it in her eyes. I see it in her face. I see it in her smile. I've seen her smile for years. I know her smile. I don't like the one I'm seeing now. Said he notices Meghan wearing a pained smile, which he thinks could be because she's under too much pressure.
Okay, Dad. If he's really worried, he should go talk to his daughter about it instead of talking to the press about it.
I agree with that. But I can imagine the pressure with all the royal protocol. It's a lot to learn. There's a lot to screw up.
Didn't bother Trump much when he was there last week.
Yeah, but think about how the trouble he got into because he broke a few protocols. So it's a lot to remember.
I think she's doing just fine, though. I think she's handled. Yeah. She looked like she had a really fun day with Kate Middleton at Wimbledon. I don't know. I think this guy is just desperate to get her attention,
which is sad, I agree, that it could be hard and that maybe she is terrified, but the thing that probably doesn't help is having your dad out talking to the press all the time. You always have to worry about what he's going
to
say next.
What would your father say to the press about you, Kara?
I don't know. He'd probably say I was a wonderful young lady, but I can say if my dad was out talking to the press, we'd be having a stern conversation behind the scenes.
Victoria, what did your father say about you?
He'd say no comment. He would know better.
Are you kidding? My dad would be like...
Exactly. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Three after music time on the DJV program. Doug, well, I might find some Taylor Swift song I can sing along with. The ladies like it when I sing along with the song.
Love
Jennifer.
Gives us life.
I love how Doug hears what he wants to hear.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift took some time before the Philadelphia stop on her Reputation tour to meet with a fan struggling with glioblastoma? The brain cancer?
Glioblastoma.
Yeah. Meghan McCain, Father John McCain, diagnosed with that cancer, reached out to Swift to link her up with a 21-year-old fan from Scranton, Pennsylvania, named Lexi Caviston. Meghan tweeted, "Hey, Taylor, we've never met, but anyway, can you meet Lexi at your concert in Philly? She's fighting the same cancer my father has, and this would make a wonderful thing for her day." And Swift agreed. The two met for hugs and photos at the meet and greet before the concert. Meghan has also helped raise awareness on the GoFundMe page dedicated to raising money for her, the medical bills of Lexi. Page was started December, goal of $500,000. So far raised $21,000. That's interesting. Donations can be made to GoFundMe.com, Road to Lexus Recovery. I'm expecting something like this, calling all this attention to it, should help.
I hope so.
Greatly.
Yeah.
And Meghan has raised awareness at GoFundMe page dedicated to raising money. Is she still on The View? She is, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does a good. She does a pretty good job too. I think.
There's too much conflict though with her.
It's a hard Joyce. Look. It's a hard position to be on whenever you're outnumbered,
right.
And she's not even conservative of conservative. She's kind of a moderate conservative, but she's still, you know, when you're, it's 4-1. That's a tough spot.
But Joy Behar is just nasty. The rest of Whoopi is okay. I don't even know who else is on it now.
I haven't seen their show in years.
They're the two unknown women that just sit there and I go, who are you?
Yeah, why are you there?
Who are you?
All right.
What happened to Sherry Shepherd?
Yeah. She was also used
She's
to...
on trial and error.
Hey, at least we knew who the heck she was.
She
the
was,
other
yeah.
two just floated in and out. I don't know.
Right. Cole Swindell has started thinking about a new headlining tour a couple of years ago. I guess it was actually late last year. Cole Swindell embarked on his first ever headlining tour, dubbed the Reason to Drink Tour. Was on the road for a long time with Luke Bryan and Kenny Chesney starting for them. So he's preparing to release his third album later this summer. He'll venture out on another headlining track to perform his new music. The All of It Tour, named for his forthcoming album, kicks off in St. Louis August 17th, same day All of It is released to the public, and hours after he plays the NBC concert series on Today. That'll be that morning. Six total shows. Say what? That's big for him?
That'll be big for him, yeah. Because he's an up-and-coming guy. I mean, he's been nominated for Artist of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year. So he's beyond a newbie, but he still hasn't reached the levels of fame.
Have you seen him?
Brian. Oh, yeah. He's good in concert.
Yeah.
He's definitely in the same vein as Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean, kind of that rocky male poppy. They call it bro country.
Bro country? Really?
That's what they call it. Yeah, in fact, that's why what people don't understand about country music is the reason Miranda Lambert is such a big deal is she actually got country radio to start playing women again. It used to be that country radio would only play Carrie Underwood, and pretty much that would be it. And so with Miranda Lambert kind of breaking through, the females in country music have a lot more opportunity because they've been able to take in some of the time spent in the music department, at least, away from some of the bro countries like this.
Pigs. Run those music.
Well, it's what sells. You know, you can't blame a business for making decisions because it's more popular.
How does it sell if it doesn't get exposed? It's a, you know, it's a rat race. Brandon chasing your tail, kind of. All right, well, good for him. Cole Swindell in the musical focus here, 28 after on the DJV show. You know who
you are. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making it clear he did tell the Russian President Vladimir Putin that, quote, we cannot have meddling. In an interview with CBS News that aired last night, he said he does believe the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia did meddle in the 2016 election. Asked if he believes his intel community that says it's still going on, the president says,
I will tell you, though, it better not be. It better not be.
At a speaking engagement yesterday, FBI Director Christopher Wray said that he does not agree with President Trump that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt, saying of Russian meddling in any U.S. elections,
to me, it's a threat that we need to take extremely seriously and respond to with fierce determination and focus.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scary clowns here, just wonderful people with great brains and information for you on the DJV show, your radio program of choice. Thank you very much. Welcome into the lair of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here we are trying to cook up things that will make it a good day for you informationally. Victoria, where do we go?
Well, Ford Motor Company has some very serious news that they want everyone to know about. They have recalled 550,000 vehicles in North America. Now, the models are the 2013 to 2016 Fusions and the 2013-2014 Ford Escapes. Well, the reason that this is that they're recalling this is because when people put their car in park, the car, and then turn the ignition off and then walk away, the cars are still rolling. So if you do not have the emergency brake engaged, the cars are actually, they're not fully in park. And so there's apparently an issue with the transmission, and then there's some sort of a technical gear shift thing, and that's really the root of the problem. But the real issue is, obviously, this is a safety concern, and a couple years ago, the actor who was killed when his Jeep Cherokee, he thought it was in park and it rolled down the hill and crushed him. That's the same concern that Ford has now with the Fusions and the Escapes. If the parking brake is not applied, they say that an unattended vehicle can actually just start moving pretty easily. It stays in neutral. And the dealers are going to they're going to replace all the shifter cables at no cost to the customer. Doesn't matter if you're under warranty or not. Take your car immediately to a dealership. They will fix it. In the meantime, if you can't get there, Ford says everyone must use their parking brake. It's the only way to ensure that your car will not roll. And they say the other part of it is there's no warning. There's no beeping. There's no chiming. Nothing like that in the car. You really won't know for sure if the car is in park unless you're using the parking brake.
So there are lots of different pieces to this pie in terms of the technology and also the psychology of telling people, bring it in immediately.
Yeah.
You know what a joke that is? Bring it in immediately to the car dealership when they're not going to be paid to do the repair. They're doing it because Ford tells them they have to.
Get on the list.
You'll be at the end of the line. Come on. And they charge you $100 an hour to fix cars, and you come in, okay, I need this. Plan on leaving it here for 3 weeks, and we'll get to it.
Well, the dealerships are getting paid by Ford.
Yeah, I know. But
But that's not the message. Like, the message is always use your parking brake if you have one of these model years.
Yeah.
And take it to the dealership. And if you have to sit there and force them to put you on the list, well, then do it. Because this could kill someone.
Yeah. The other side of it, I'm not disputing that. It's the inconvenience that comes. It is day America and technology run amok. The old days of putting cars in park, or actually, hello, having a gearbox where you leave the car in gear and it doesn't move. That,
I don't even know what that means. Is that like on a Model T? Like, what are you talking about? Crank up the car?
I know you love to tease me about stuff like that.
Does anyone else here know what that means?
Well, if you don't, that's really sort of lacking. There are a lot of gearbox cars around, European cars. You don't find many in America.
Do you mean a manual transmission?
A manual
stick
transmission
that
could have
about?
A four or five speeds in it. Yes, a lot of the more elaborate racing cars have that. They what is called in Europe a gearbox. Yes, stick shift, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage my children to learn how to drive. And in
they
fact,
still they have stick shifts, don't they?
They both drive a stick shift car now. And they also learned, they learned on a stick shift, they learned how to drive, actually on a tractor, but they took their license, when they took the test, they had it, we had an old Mercedes with a four-speed, and that's what they took the test in.
I love stick shifts. The car we have now is the first automatic I've ever
owned.
This
is what they don't tell you. Stick shifts save you about 12 to 15% in fuel costs. This is something that we've gone down this road because we want convenience. Well, if you're an environmentalist, you're full of your baloney if you don't go find it. But I don't even think people know this. They're not even taught this. The way to save the environment, or one of the practical ways to save fuel, is to have a stick shift. But find a car, as you just suggested. I know we were sort of taking it lightly, Victoria. But the serious side of it, for people who are conservatives, real conservatives like me, who want to conserve the atmosphere, conserve the resources that we have, we waste in two ways so much fuel. The people, I love it in California, they all talk about conserving energy and stuff. Well, fix the damn roads so there aren't 5 million gallons of gas being wasted a day on the freeways around Los Angeles. People just sit in the traffic.
I got stuck in a traffic jam the other day. You want to hear me sound like a sailor?
Yeah.
I found out it was not an accident that was causing the traffic. It's because they had closed two lanes of the 5 freeway, which is a major artery in the state of California.
Work in the day.
For street cleaning. They were cleaning, sweeping the
carpool
lane.
Who in the world? Where's management?
At 9:30 in the morning.
Ah, shit. But again, back to the stick shift. You save 12 to 15%. You get more mileage, 12 to 15% more mileage using a stick shift.
That depends on what you're driving, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, Doug. No, Doug, my Jeep Wrangler, yeah. I can tell you right now, I've had five Jeep Wranglers. I never got the gas mileage that I have now with my
Chevy
automatic SUV.
Well, because you drove it to the floor. Peel rubber when you came. This is great.
Whatever.
Put a jam in the gear. I'm tearing out of this.
Well, an actual point that I was also going to say is that in addition, if you do save gas mileage or what, and a nice thing about learning stick shift, because that's one of my goals for this year, is I bought a car a few years ago and was severely limited because half of the cars when you go are stick shift. They're manual.
And I bought one and I haven't been able to drive it for 2 hours.
No, I didn't.
That's really saving gas mileage.
I've been walking to work every day. I live
good
at midnight.
You.
No,
God,
but it is nice. If you are buying a car and you want to have all the options that there are out there, then if you learn stick shift, then you have twice as many options as if
you
just
save a lot of
automatic
money if you buy
a
stick. They're cheaper.
All right, now, as long as we're talking about production and stuff, I found something about human progress that I found fascinating. Would you like me to share it with you?
Please.
Everybody else is
Can't wait. All right. So here is a comparison of three.
Yes, it's just insults on your driving, Victoria. Just say
I know,
yes.
Right? What I know, he's so full of it sometimes that I'm just like, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. It's like an old married couple. Let's go to the comparison of human progress using three different countries from 1950 to 2018. All right, everybody ready for this?
Ready.
I know this will seem a little technical to you, Victoria, but I think you'll figure it out. The average number.
Dumb brain.
You're a smart gal.
The average number of hours worked per week is how we start this. In the United States, this is on an annual basis. In the United States in 1950, the average American worker was on the job 2,000 hours a year. In the year 2018, the average American is on the job 1,800 hours a year. In 1950, the average American made $12,000 a year. In 2018, the average American makes about $58,000 a year. In Singapore, that's an increase in your buying power. This is what the progression here is aimed at having you understand how, since 1950, buying power has changed. So adjusted for inflation, we have 290% more buying power in America now than we did in 1950. All right? So you're on board with me so far? Get the difference in the hours. We work less hours, make more money, have more buying power. In Singapore, in 1950, the average person worked 2,300 hours a year. And this year, the average person in Singapore works 2,150 hours. The average pay in Singapore in 1950 was $6,000 a year, half what America makes. The average income in 2018, adjusted for inflation in Singapore, is $85,000. You talk about a change. 1,300% more buying power in Singapore. They were in tough shape in 1950, but look at how their economy has changed because of tourism, manufacturing, all kinds of things that have changed there.
Banking is huge over there, too.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. And in Germany, in 1950, the average German worked 2,150 hours a year. This year, 1,720 hours a year in Germany. $8,000 was the average pay in 1950 on an annualized basis. And this year, it's $40,000. A year. So isn't that interesting how where they are in the scale, comparing them to us, if you will, but also in terms of buying power, the Germans have increased their buying power 483%. So Americans have less buying power in terms of increases than the people in Singapore and Germany, but yet we are still, when you look at the scale, we're graduating on a nominal way. We're moving up each year a little by little, but in places like Singapore, gone through the roof. In Germany, it's kind of almost gone backwards, even though their buying power is better, but the amount of money they're making in terms of how you adjust it for inflation is down. I find that very interesting. But remember, in 1950, they were coming out of the war, and they couldn't do anything.
But I would also guess that Germany they're making less money, but their buying power is stronger because they're part of the EU. I would guess that that's got to
be that's a very good observation. Yep, I think you're right about that, Victoria. Yes.
Because whatever their currency was, it's not, what was it before, the euro? What was Germany's currency? I'm thinking franc, but that's France.
Oh,
France.
It was. No.
Was it a German franc?
German, no, it's German.
Oh, no.
Whatever that was, that doesn't have the value that the euro does. So that, that makes sense to me.
Deutschmark.
Deutschmark.
Thanks, Kara. But I would be curious to see what Japan, how Japan ranks on this. Because they also came out of World War II, and I would be very interested. Is that on that list?
No. But I would tell you, after we were talking earlier about Japan and the new trade deal with the EU, you're going to see that number change dramatically in the next 4 to 6 months, by the end of the year. Dramatic change in buying power and how much more stuff is going to be bought in Japan from Europe and vice versa. It's going to change that whole thing. Unless everything else is adjusted or we fix the trade wars, there's going to be that's a very significant thing, that European-Japanese trade deal. 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You've heard that before, but it's really true. The news is the quickest way you can save money is to switch to GEICO. So go to GEICO.com, and in just 15 minutes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Go to GEICO.com to save.
Thank you. Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Microphone. I was going to use another. He returns to the airwaves. He's been with us. He's on the air and continues. Good day, health. A focus on, with Ken anyway, what's going on with a lot of the journals, the detection systems, the studies that are done. Ken does a brilliant job of interpreting a lot of the information. Not often do we get into a battle of ideas, but I'm guessing maybe with this one, we might have a difference of opinion. Now, remember, Dr. Ken only has about 3 doctorate degrees. I have none. But I practice without a license because that's the kind of guy I am. All right, so let's get the background first of all so that I can dispute what has come out of this study regarding omega-3s, Ken.
So now that we've leveled the field, let's talk about it. And this comes out of the Cochrane Library this week. And the result,
heard of them already? Who ever heard of the Cochrane Library?
Well, it's a great journal of just bringing studies of studies together. They just group many studies into one.
Studies of studies.
So what we learn is that taking omega-3 fatty acids have long been touted as heart healthy, Doug, but taking them in supplement form does little to protect against heart disease. This study combined data, just wait, from 112,000 patients and revealed that supplements with omega-3s has little or no effect on the risk of death, heart attack, or stroke. Omega-3 supplements did, however, have some benefit in that they helped to reduce triglyceride levels, but the downside is that they also reduce levels of so-called good cholesterol, HDL. So if your physician advises omega-3 supplements to reduce triglycerides, you should continue using it, but if you're taking it on your own to reduce your risk of heart attacks or strokes, save your money and buy the real thing and eat real fish. Oily fish.
Some people don't. I think I'm a perfect example, actually, of someone who's been on a steady omega-3 diet. You and I have talked about that. You look at my blood pressure. You have more insight into me and my physicality than probably anybody other than me. And so when I every day comfortably take the krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 that comes from Purity Products. Take that every day. And I also take evening primrose oil. Take that every day because I'm under the impression from things that I've read that that helps my carotid arteries from getting more plugged up. Now, over the years, you've been examining me for what, 12 years? 10, 11, 12 years. And you've done a thorough exam, almost a day-long exam of me. Has my body changed much, if at all, in those 10 or 12 years?
There's been a little more plaquing in the carotid.
Yeah.
But not a whole lot.
No. Considering the amount of ice cream that I eat, that's pretty good, right?
And remember, this study showed no harm of supplementation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It just questioned the benefit.
Right, all right. So, but it depends a lot. Well, this is the other thing that's becoming a game here, and I'm not criticizing you or your brethren, because this is your job to look at these things. But what good is a study of other studies? How do we know the other studies haven't been studies of other studies, and there was only one real study, and somebody said, okay, let's do another study of the study that we already had. So there's studies on top of studies. What's the real, where's the root of the studying? Isn't that a good question?
Well, you know, you like to make comments about science, but good science should be able to be repeated and demonstrate in different environments.
But more often than not, and you know it as well as I do, that the science disproves what already has been said.
But here what you do is they've grouped a number of studies looking at the same question to get one mega study.
I got it. All right, so we agree to disagree. Yes.
Sure.
All right, here's something we probably wouldn't disagree on. The way to lose weight, to gain energy, to support your joints, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Since I saw Ken, I've lost 12 pounds taking Calotren. It's a collagen-based protein, and that's basically what holds your body together. The more you have, the better you are. More muscle you have, the better you are. Less fat, the better off you are. And what this does is bring in more collagen to your system to push out as a protein, push out the fat. Get it by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com to lose the weight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.